You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
He's worried, even if his vice president is elected. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden, in his first interview since dropping out of the 2024 race, was asked by CBS News if he's confident there will be a peaceful transfer of power next year.
If Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it.
Referencing a previous Trump comment about a bloodbath if he loses, though at the time the former president was talking about reaction in the auto industry if he lost the election, the former president may react to the Biden comments at a news conference this afternoon at the Trump Florida resort as his campaign puts pressure on his new November opponent, Vice President Harris, to answer reporter questions.
It is 18 days now. She's avoided interviews or press conferences. And we're seeing this pressure not only from J.D. Vance, but also from Democrat political commentators who say this can't continue.
Fox is Griff Jenkins at the White House. The economy remains a big issue for many voters, especially after last week's worse-than-expected jobs report triggered a massive stock sell-off. Fox's Ginny Cassola has an update out this morning.
Fewer people filed for unemployment benefits last week. There were 233,000 new claims. The number is down 17,000 from the week before and weaker than expected. There were more people remaining on benefits. Continuing claims rose 6,000, remaining over 1.8 million.
That is the most since November 2021. Tropical Storm Debbie made landfall again early this morning over South Carolina, days after hitting Florida as a hurricane. It's still full of rain, so there could be more flooding. The storm blamed for 6 deaths in Vienna, Austria. Those are Taylor Swift fans singing in the streets. The day after 3 sold-out concerts were canceled because of a terror plot to attack a Swift show in Vienna. 2 suspects are under arrest. Chemical substances and devices were found in the home of one of them. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with the Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5 KPL.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello. Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you on this beautiful Friday Eve. No rain in sight for about another 8 to 10 days. So, of course, we live in South Louisiana. We could have a thunder shower. A thunder boomer could pop up any day. Anyway, great to be back with you. Great lineup. Scott McKay is going to join us. I keep reading all this stuff that the devil advocates put out. I got to read the enemy of the state. And it keeps saying, Jeff Landry's trying to hide information. And people believe all that. But let's get the rest of the story. Did Bill Edwards try to hide information? Well, he didn't have to hide because the media never asked him. And you got all these George Soros groups and money groups in here just trying to just keep them busy, looking up information all the time for stuff that, they're always looking for something on a Republican governor. Didn't do that during Bill's 8 years. They could have busted Bill's rear end, but they never did. Anyway. Scott McKay talked about all the times they asked the Edwards administration, Bail Boys administration, bailing them just delayed. You didn't read that in the paper, did you? No. You read that in the devil's advocate. So I just want to get to perspective. I think everybody ought to be able to get information, but you remember this is political, and it's outrageous what they're asking for. But I'm going to let McKay explain it. He tried to do that with Bail. I got the climate czar. I was laughing. You know, as soon as Hurricane Debbie? And it's the tropical storm, and it's storm and water still out there. Getting ready to come back in. Because that's happened so many times, it's not funny. The media makes their hearts, never happens like this. And every time they talk about storms, they talk about record rainfall, record wind, record. I'm sick of record. And most of that is made up records. They can made it. You realize you can take numbers and percentages and things like that and make them read however you want to, but it makes me sick. So I called the climate czar to get him on here. There was as soon as Debbie got going, we were watching a tropical wave in the Caribbean. We got another one. I mean, they get all excited. And today's headline, tropical wave over Caribbean Sea, no longer expected to develop hurricane forecasts. They depressed. Hey, we thought we had another one. We could turn into an environmental nut-up, crazy green climate deal. It's 0% chance. It's breaking up. It's nothing, Murray. But boy, they covered it. Soon as they found some rain out there, they covered it as, here it is. Here's the next big one. Because they got to keep it going. I printed a thing this morning. I hope I got it. I printed it at home. I don't even know if I brought it. But it was talking about why are Republicans climate deniers? I never denied a climate. How come y'all are just flat-out liars? How come y'all are science deniers? How come y'all deny the science in a man and a woman? You deny the science about fossil fuels? You deny the facts that without cheap fuel and cheap energy and cheap food, we are done. So anyway, I asked the climate czar to come on. But I think he's going to be on at 11. I don't know if I got him on at 10:30 or 11. I think it's 11. Anyway. As I tell people, somebody was asking how you do your program. I said, well, I book guests. But I said, but I plan a program with no guests, no phone calls. That's just the way I plan a program. Because I don't take many calls no more. I used to take them, but I just don't take them anymore like I used to. And I ain't done it for years now. But I plan a program, and then whatever I look up on the list, okay, I got Scott on. I got the comments on 1106, and I'll put them in there, and I'll just make my segments around what I need to do, and that's just how I form the program every day. I like to talk about things that are happening now, and most of the time we do. Sometimes we miss that, but most of the time we do. So anyway, I got the only thing I was going to say until I get the climate zone, I made a big deal out of some rain. We're watching the disturbance down there. Matter of fact, if y'all joined the program on Tuesday, I was at I call it the insurance summit, but they put together a convention every year with insurance. These companies and everybody comes in trying to figure out what to do, which is a big problem here, gigantic problem. And we don't want to move any legislation that's going to change anything. By the way, I got the answer on how to fix insurance. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to give you the answer today, probably in this segment. But when I had the storm chaser, now I'll be honest with you, the guy flat out to me saying, hey, Mr. Griffon, I'm not into politics. This is just what I do. So he's not a Republican. He didn't want to get into none of that. But I found it interesting. Off the air, when I asked him, I said, off the record, I said, so you went and see, you went Debbie. He was in Debbie. He said he barely made it to the convention. He was in the middle of it. He's a storm chaser. By the way, he's not, it's He's not in a plane, which I thought he was. He's on the ground. He goes in there, and like you said, you got to be a little crazy to do it. He was in Debbie, and he was in Beryl. I said, well, those storms worse than that? He's been doing this for 20 years. I said, the storms worse now than they were? He said, no, they're the same. There ain't no difference in any of the storms. Depends on where they hit. If they hit an area that's real flat, it's going to be, if you hit an area real flat, it's going to be more flood tides and things of that nature. He said, but no, no, ain't no different. Said a cat one's a cat one, and a cat, sometimes they drop a little more rain, sometimes a little more windy. But he said, I said, you see anything stronger with these and bigger, bigger hurricanes and more? He said, no. I said, okay, I'm just what you read. He said, well, you can read that. He said, but no. He said, I'm in the middle of them. He said, but yet when you read and watch the Weather Channel and the news, oh, this is a storm with record. And God said, they just laughed. He said, well, I'm not into the politics at all. He said, I don't care what they say. He said, I've been in them. I'm in them, and most people are not in them. And he said, I'm telling you right now, he said, there's no difference between a storm today than it was 20 years ago. Now, since he had been doing this for only 20 years, he can only go back 20 years. He can go back to Katrina. I'm just telling you what the guy's saying. He was the most non-political guy. He's more non-political, non-partisan, non-political than I am, which takes a lot to be as nonpartisan and nonpolitical as I am. Because as you know, this is the most nonpolitical, nonpartisan show in the whole state. You don't believe me, call Matt Moscona and ask him. I'm just telling you, it is. So this guy's more nonpolitical and nonpartisan than I am. It takes a lot to get like that. So the guy sat there and told me he didn't see the difference in the storm. But see, he's not on the Weather Channel and all that. He's just telling people what's in the storm. He's not making political comments. But off the record, matter of fact, I got his number to have him back on next time they got a hurricane. I hope we ain't got to talk to him for 3 years, but reality is we get hurricanes every year. We always say we always will. Nothing will change that. Nothing makes them worse, bigger, stronger. None of that's true. None of that's true. But we've been told that on the day. But I just thought it was kind of cool. So anyway, getting back on the insurance thing, they've been meeting, all the committees have been meeting on insurance for the last couple of days. I can fix the problem with insurance folks right now. You see, because the only people that won't come to the table to change anything are the trial lawyers. Insurance companies are being asked to come to the table, and they are. Insurance companies are being asked, hey, what about what y'all can do? Insurance companies are being tagged by trial lawyers in every commercial they run. Every commercial they run. So since we know it's only the insurance company's fault, and we know trial lawyers won't come to the table, I got the answer. This is easy. Why don't we let the trial lawyers, Digger wants to come back, he can bring John Comus. Comus doesn't do that. He just sue all companies. But let him come on his program and tell me what we need to do. Let's do exactly what they tell us, and let's see how many, if insurance rates will go down, and let's see how many insurance companies stay here. So why don't we let the people that don't want to come to the table, don't want to talk about it, don't want to change anything, why don't we let the trial lawyers fix it? I mean, they're short, you know, they, every commercial they run, we care about the little people. We're only about the people. We want to be lawyers for life. Why don't we let them come forward and give the package? And for you insurance people, don't get involved. And I know what you're thinking. Boy, we're going to be broke. Yes, and you can move out to state, proving the point that trial lawyers are full of crap. When it comes to this, and I'm not talking about all of them, the political ones, let them fix it. Instead of having all these committee meetings, let the trial lawyers, because they think they're smarter than God because they make all this money from suing the hell out of people. Why don't we let the trial lawyers fix it? Get the businesses out the way, the politicians out the way, get the insurance companies out the way. Nobody has a say-so. Let the trial lawyers fix it. And let's see what they come up with where people can afford their insurance. And I want to see what they come up with. Because when you don't come to the table and you don't come to the meetings and when you get in the legislature that needs to change, then you're there. Then you're there to fight. Then you're there to donate to people like Senator Greg Miller to stop any kind of real reform. I don't care if they do. You and me, folks, the average person ain't smart enough to figure it out. We're not. But if you think lawmakers are, that's a joke. Let the trial lawyers who think they're smarter than God, let the trial lawyers get Taylor Townsend, get all these trial lawyers in the room and say, y'all fix it. Tell us what to do. We're going to do everything y'all want us to do. And let's see, number one, if rates go down. And let's see, number two, how many insurance companies will be working in this state and writing business because the trial lawyers fixed it. The trial lawyers won't even come. By the way, once again, I'm not talking about all trial lawyers. I got some great friends. I got good people. They got some great people. Let the trial lawyers fix it. All they do is do what? Blame the insurance company. Watch the commercials. Insurance companies give you a runaround. Hey, I've dealt with insurance companies. Insurance companies don't scare me. Don't do that. Everything is insurance companies are a piece of crap. And I got to tell you, sometimes I get mad at them too. So let's take the insurance company and say, hey, shut up. Get to the side. Politicians, get to the side. We're going to let the trial lawyers tell us how to fix it. If the trial lawyers get the rates down, the trial lawyers deserve everything they get. If the trial lawyers run the insurance companies out of here, it's going to make the rates go up because nobody's going to hardly be writing. They can charge what they want to. Let the trial lawyers fix it. Why aren't we arguing? Why aren't we having committee meetings? The trial lawyers aren't showing up. You know when they show up? To stop legislation to shut down the racket. That's when they show up. That's when they show up into Greg Miller's, Senator Greg Miller sits there and beats back all his good legislation. So let's let the lawyers fix it. The hell with everybody else. Let the trial lawyers tell you how to fix it, which, by the way, they got to do two things. It's going to lower our rates, and number two, it's going to make where insurance companies want to write, stay here, and more want to come. Because all the trial lawyers are going to do is beat up the insurance companies. Me and you and the average person don't care about beating up anybody. We want to know, what are we going to do to fix the dang problem? And it seems like to me the group that don't want to come talk about fixing it, who will beat you at the legislative, when they go to legislative session when it comes to laws, as the trial lawyers. Let them son of a gun tell us how to fix this. Let's go to the smart ones. Hell, they're taking our money. They're pretty smart. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
The cost of car insurance is killing Louisiana businesses and families. And your state senator, Greg Miller, is a big part of the problem. Greg Miller, as chairman of the Judiciary A Committee, repeatedly blocked or weakened bills intended to reduce the influence of personal injury lawyers on our car insurance costs. Like legislation that would have penalized lawyers who file frivolous lawsuits, and HB 24 that would have required the plaintiff to prove the injury was actually caused by the traffic accident, was not even allowed to make it to the floor of the Senate. Senator Greg Miller uses his powerful chairmanship to protect his personal injury attorney buddies. But that should come as no surprise, since Greg Miller's campaign coffers are filled with cash from the same personal injury attorneys. Call Senate President Cameron Henry at 225-342-2040 and ask him to remove Greg Miller as chairman of Judiciary A so we can finally lower the cost of car insurance.
Paid for by Louisiana's future is now.
Do you create...
Hi, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Digger Earl's calling me. Digger Earl, just tell me when. Come tell us what we're going to do, Digger. I would love to know what we're going to do, but don't tell me. You ain't even got to come tell me. You need to go tell. Y'all need to go get together and do something because you guys need to figure it out because you guys don't want to come to the deal. All y'all want to do is fight back on everything. I mean, that's a fact. Anyway, 844-766-6607. It is a Matthew James business and tax reduction hotline if you'd like to be part of the program. Yeah, just let the trial lawyers take care of it. And I want to see insurance costs go down when the trial lawyers get finished, and I want to see insurance companies stand in business because it ain't going to go down if you don't have competition. And let's just get everybody off the table and let the trial lawyers. Somebody just emailed me and said, breathe. You're talking to me. Just breathe a little bit. No, I'm just asking because the only ones not at the table are the trial lawyers. The only ones not trying to figure it out are the trial lawyers. We got politicians trying to figure it out. We got people, you and me, paying the bill. You know, you and me paying the bill. I'm just trying to figure out how can we fix this and save ourselves a lot of time. And I think have a trial lawyer convention. And let them do everything they want to do. And let's pass those as legislation. Look, there's a bunch of lawyers. They know how to write legislation. And let's see what they do. And let's see if insurance rates go down. Because they're the only ones not playing in the game. Governor Landry the other day said, you know, we did 250 tort reform laws in the last 10, 15, 20, whatever it was. Watered down tort reform is like, that's like watered down any other bill. It don't do anything. I don't want to hear tort reform. Most people don't even know what that is. They don't. Tell us what to do. Go do it. I'm asking, why don't we do it this way? And that way, insurance companies who are being blamed on every commercial, why don't we just get them out the way? Because it looks like it's all their fault. According to the trial lawyer commercials, you never see insurance companies talking about trial lawyers, do you? So what's wrong with anybody want to argue with my way of fixing this? Any insurance companies say, don't let them do that. No, no, no. It's y'all fault according to the latest commercial I saw. One of them says, you know how to $1 billion insurance company, you know how to get to be $1 billion insurance company, don't you? So it's all the insurance company's fault. You see, it's always somebody else's fault. The only time the trial lawyers show up is doing legislation that they don't want passed. I'm trying to fix it, folks. I'm being completely honest. I'm not being facetious. I'm not joking. I'm not cutting up. I'm just saying what do we can do, because having these meetings are nice. Having these committee meetings are nice. Everybody's talking about insurance. All these lawmakers tell me all the time. They say, Moon, man, when I go home, I got to listen to these people talking about insurance. Well, they say every bill that comes across wouldn't help. Greg Miller, Senator Greg Miller, Jew Day, stops every committee bill he can possibly stop. He needs to be run out of Dodge, but that's fine. Cameron Henry, old half-ass Henry. Cameron Henry, put the guy there as a committee chair. Why? There's always a judicial committee chair which matters. It matters who you put on these committees. But I'm telling y'all, folks, it seems like since the politicians can't get it right and insurance companies, no way they can get it right, because the trial lawyers told us they're the crooks. They're the no-account crooks. So they can't get it right. The politicians, they can't get it right. The insurance companies can't. You and me don't know enough. We stupid. We can't get it right. The only ones that I can think are smarter than God are the trial lawyers. So let's go to the ones that are smarter than God himself, the trial lawyers. Some of them got jets and planes, and they claim they ain't making no money that the insurance companies are making off. Jeff wrote a piece and put $88 billion profit for more than double his profits from the previous year. By the way, you know where Jeff got that from, but he didn't tell us? Illinois trial lawyers. They put this out. The governor picked this up and put that out there. When I asked him, I said, what about the trial lawyers? That governor said everybody needs to come to the table. I don't think so. Governor, you and the trial lawyers, get together and get this done. We'll be right back. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Support local.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to be with you today. It is the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline for you to be part of the program. Also, you can email me, moon@moongraffon.com, moon@moongraffon.com, G-R-I-F-F-O-N, Graffon is how you pronounce it. So we're having these sessions. And folks, the only reason I'm talking about insurance is because I know how bad this has been for all of us. And I watched the ads. Just like you do, and everybody blames the insurance company, but the trial lawyers do. And I thought, I was going through my prep time. So, you know, the answer is real simple. I don't know why we're having all these meetings. Just let trial lawyers write the policy. They let them go out and sell it and say, I'm getting ready to lower your car insurance, liability insurance, lowering business insurance. Let them talk about how they're going to lower all this and then what they're going to do. And then we write the policy based on what they say. And two things ought to happen. Number one, companies ought to want to come here. Somebody made a good point. Nationwide, if the trial lawyers was right to policy, with Nationwide is on your side, would they write in 49 states? Would they now write Louisiana if the trial lawyers could set the tempo? Maybe Nationwide can truly say they're nationwide. You know, I used to be a syndicated statewide talk show host that wasn't in New Orleans, and I got New Orleans. Now when I say it, I can really feel good about it. So we got two things they have to do. They have to write the legislation. More insurance companies are going to want to come here. And number two, our rate's going to go down. So why are we having these arguments? So I'm looking at this in the devil's advocate today. Louisiana lawmakers seek to revive conservative priorities months ahead of 2025 session. Everybody knows trial lawyers are big Democrat Party donors, big Democrat Party givers. You don't believe me? Go see what they're doing to Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. And yes, bail boy, Bell Edwards. All these people we're talking about, big bail boy. They loved him because he never was going against them. So, yeah, there's conservative things to do, and we don't want to do them. State lawmakers are reviving decade-old debate over whether to stifle large damage claims against business and insurance less than 2 months after Landry battled down legislation that would have done so. Business interests have long sought ways to limit how much they have to pay when they're sued over injuries, a priority dubbed tort reform. Everybody was upset with the governor in June. So as I went through this and read through this, but I knew this because I've made phone calls, trial lawyers are not lined up at these committee meetings, but guess who is? Insurance companies. Insurance companies are there. Insurance companies, I'm sure, are there to protect themselves, but to talk about what needs to be done. Trial lawyers are not there. Louisiana rate of early attorney involvement in claims are far higher than the national average, and Louisiana's litigation rate in auto claims is, again, more than 2.5 times higher than the average, according to Robert Gordon, lobbyist for American Property Casualty Insurance. Now, if those are true, what are trial lawyers going to do about this when they write the legislation? Taking a long time for Louisiana to become one of the worst legal climates, it'll take time to turn around. We always vote it as one of the worst legal climates. But once again, let the trial lawyers write it. Representative Edmund Jordan, a trial attorney who's a representative. Frankly, I'm just frustrated by a lot of propaganda and rhetoric. Me too. That's why we got to let the trial lawyers write it. Jordan said the data he sees that shows litigation only counts for a small fraction of the factors contributing to high premiums in Louisiana. But I wonder why he didn't. Why hadn't he contributing to where he saw this information and data from? Who wrote it? Trial lawyers? So I'm just telling you. I can go over more and more because some of the stuff we've went over on this program many times. I've had Kirk Talbot, Furman. We've had all these people come on. And I keep thinking, why don't the trial lawyers come to the table? They're not there, folks. They'll be there when the legislation starts. They'll be there to beat it back. They'll beat it back with their money. So you're concerned about it. I'm concerned about it. Nobody knows what to do about it. According to trial lawyers, insurance companies are pieces of trash, no account pieces of trash. By the way, I'm not saying, I'm telling you what the trial lawyers put on TV every night. I want to help you out. Only way I figured it out. I figured out what we need to do. I'm not making this up. If the trial lawyers say, y'all write it, we're going to pass it. If they do nothing, that tells you everything you need to know about the trial lawyers. If they come forward and do something, they ought to man up and stand behind what they believe. I tell you what they believe. They believe everything in Louisiana ought to stay just like it is forever because there's a lot of them getting filthy rich. Why do trial lawyers not want to change anything? I'm asking, folks. I'm really trying to find a solution. This is a great place to find a solution right here because this is the most nonpartisan, nonpolitical show on air today. And I found the answer. Let the trial lawyers do it. They don't go to the meetings. They don't go to the committees. But, boy, you let legislation come across that'll take one nickel out of their pocket. They are sitting there to beat back on every dang thing that happens. They're not at these meetings. Insurance companies are. Insurance companies take it on the chin every day with hundreds of millions of dollars of advertisement pounding them into the ground. So most people believe when they get the insurance bill, it's 100% on the insurance company. If you notice, I didn't defend the insurance companies. I did not defend the insurance companies. Somebody is defending the insurance company. No. If you I know people got insurance. They thought they had everything covered. They get into the problem. Insurance companies don't come through. I don't appreciate that either. And I'm sure there's incidents that it's more on the people than it is the insurance company. But I'm telling y'all, if the people that are telling us that the insurance companies are pieces of trash and garbage, I happen to know a lot of insurance people, some of the finest people I know. I know trial lawyers are some of the finest people I know. But if they're making all this money, Governor Landry puts out $88 million. Got that from where? I finally found out. That was put out by the Illinois trial lawyers. I mean, if I was the governor, I wouldn't throw crap out there, and then you can defend it. And every time I bring it up to the governor, what about the trial lawyers? We don't get anywhere. So I'll tell you what we ought to do. This will fix. We will find out We will find out everything we need to know about trial lawyers and the governor. Governor and the trial lawyers meet at the mansion. They get all the trial lawyers that are in the legislature to come up and write all the legislation that's going to fix the problem. We have no problems anymore. They're going to fix it. They're claiming the insurance companies the pieces of the trash. Pop it to them. Sock it to them, baby. Sock it to them. And let's see how many of them stay. Let's see how many of them stay. Let's see how insurance rates go now. Let's get off the... We all know insurance companies are a piece of trash. If you don't believe me, watch your 6 o'clock news tonight. There's some trial lawyer going to tell you how trashy they are. Man, I got the answer, folks. The governor, I love Jeff. I'm friends with Jeff. I want Jeff to succeed. But I'm saying the governor ought to call all of the trial lawyers, the political ones, bring them in. Bring in the trial lawyers that are legislators, because God knows we got enough of them. They can bring in Greg Miller. Greg Miller, who keeps beating back everything that comes through the Senate today. Bring in old Greg in. Old Greg knows what to do, don't he? He's an intelligent guy. He's a trial lawyer. He gets money from trial lawyers. Let old Greg come in and let him deliver. Here's the legislation to fix it all. And then when we get it, I'm asking every Republican and Democrat to vote for it. And then step back and watch insurance rates fall. And watch insurance companies want to come here big time because we let the trial lawyers fix it. We got committee meetings. How many trial lawyers are down there trying to negotiate? Boy, you just don't like trial lawyers. That is not true. I'm telling you, I've come up with the plan to fix it. Governor Landry and the trial lawyers, fix the SOB. Y'all fix it. Y'all know the insurance companies are trash. Write every piece of legislation to knock the insurance companies out. Make them leave the state. Boy, the insurance rates ought to be good then. Let them write it, folks. I'm tired of listening to all this crap from the Carmouches, my good friend Digger. Now, Digger was for some of the things I'm talking about, so I'm not throwing Digger under the bus. I'm not. But what I'm saying is all these trial lawyers, dummy on the radio, don't know. We don't know. Insurance companies are trash. Watch the commercials. The lawmakers can't get nothing done because there's trial lawyers there to stop everything. We can't count on half-ass Henry. Let the trial lawyers fix it. This is easy. Jeff ought to call them in tomorrow. Say, hey, guys, I need a plan in a few months. Let's do it. Let's get this thing right. And you and me ought to go, wow, look at the trial lawyers. Look how great they love this state. They're willing to get things done. They talk about bragging about getting things done. You ought to watch the ads. I made $3 billion for my customers. I made $4 billion for my customers. They offered, how much money did they make, by the way? Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. The Moon Griffon Show, most nonpartisan, non-political show on air today, where we do anything. Anything. I'm telling y'all, folks, it's all work to get the trial lawyers to fix it. They know best. They make billions of dollars. Go look at the ads. People getting billions of dollars. I don't know how much goes in their pocket, but I bet a lot of it does. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects
everything, you and your family, and most of your possessions. And that's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing. So go to HUDCOroofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, most nonpartisan, non-political show on air today. Trying to get your insurance rates down. Figured it out. Took me a while. I did this all by myself. Aren't y'all proud of me? Figured out how to fix it. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. You can email me, moon@moongriffon.com. I'll tell you what I'll do, folks, because I am a nice guy. One of these highfalutin trial lawyers that you see on TV running these advertisements over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Get her done, whoever. If they can come up with the plan, we would love to put them on the air to give us the plan. I want to put the plan out there publicly. I mean, dang it, y'all making a lot of money. I'm going to interview them for free. I'm not asking them to spend one penny with me. You know? I'm just saying, let's do this because... you know why we're in this position, folks? Because we never done anything about it. It's like, you know, never took the time to fix roads, so we got $18 billion backlog. We never took time to fix our legal system, so let them fix it. They say it's all on the, it's all on the insurance companies. I mean, so to hell with the insurance companies. I don't take that personal. I don't really mean that, but the heck with y'all, okay? Y'all in there trying to work and get stuff done, things you need to make things happen. You know, insurance rates went up after y'all did whatever y'all did. I understand why you're doing it. You got to get companies to come in. If they can't make money, they're not writing. I get it. Car insurance, which is the tough side, the liability and car insurance, the tough side is what we've done nothing on. I got to be where most of the money's at. Unless you, what's his name, the trial lawyer I had on here. He was on it the other day talking about oil and gas industry. I had him on for an hour. You know, he's not into this, so I get it. But I just thought, but the insurance companies, every time they give us something, every time the legislature, I'm going to take what has been told to me, governor told me, but other people, 250 tort reform laws been passed. Digger Earl sat right in and said that. And they were nothing, they ain't lower the rates. Okay. Y'all win. We giving in. Legislators and governors and insurance companies don't have a clue. You and me don't have a clue. We don't have any clue how to do this. But I know somebody, a group of people that know. They know everything. They know who to vote for election. They helped Bill Edwards elect. They helped Joe Biden get there. They're going to try to help Kamala Harris. They got Obama there. Try lawyers. Because if you and me don't know, the average citizen and the business community don't know, and the insurance companies don't know, and the politicians don't know, and the governors don't know, there's only one group left. Trial lawyers. Surely trial lawyers know. Government don't know how to fix it. They can't fix a damn thing. I'm not proud of myself or boasting, but this is a great idea. This is an awesome idea. Shut the committees down. What Furman and them ought to do is just say, Governor, get together with trial lawyers. Whatever y'all want to pass, we're going to pass. Remember, we got to have insurance companies. It's got to be affordable, and we got to have more insurance companies coming to write for competition. Y'all get that done. It don't matter what y'all give us. We're going to pass it, and let's see if it works.
You know, I'm a talk show host, don't know a damn thing. Call Bananas Foster if you don't believe me. Bananas. What a damn nickname. Politicians can't fix this. They would already fixed it. So count them out. Insurance companies spent it. 250 pieces of tort reform didn't lower anything. So, man, we got to do it. The reason I want this done is for you and me. I can't afford it. You can't afford it. We can't afford it. We're very middle-class people here. We're hardworking people, middle-class. People are leaving and calling their parents and say, I had a guy text me the other day, said his daughter was an Iowa walker. It was costing her, with a little car she had here, $145 a month in insurance. She's moved to Iowa. How much it's costing her per month for car insurance? $42. $42. He said, this is a joke here. So then you think, with all these great elected officials, all the governors that have come through over and over again, okay, all the tort reform they're claiming we passed, and it didn't lower the rates. If these trial lawyers who get on TV and brag about, I'm going to help you lawyers for life, we want to be your lawyer for life, then damn it, get them to fix it. This is easy. We're done. We don't have to have any more meetings. They're going to get with the governor. They're going to set it, come, pass the legislation, done. All of us can raise our hands and say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The trial lawyers are really helping people now. Let them do it. I mean, if your insurance rates started down or you didn't have any more increases for another year or two, wouldn't you be excited? How many people think that? I got the answer. This came to me because I was thinking about it, going, man, what can we do? The business people can't get it right. The insurance companies sure can't get it right. The politicians can't get it right. Government can't get it right. Educators can't get it right. Higher ed can't get nothing right. Talk shows can't get it right. And I thought, man, when you eliminate all the people that have screwed this up, the only people that never screws it up, and if you don't believe me, watch the commercials, it's trial lawyers. They're helping people. I saw where somebody got $3 billion and $4 billion for their clients. Although they don't tell you what was the percentage they got. $3 and $4 billion, man. I'm going, wow. And they talk about how they're helping people. Okay? This is a way to help everybody. You can help everybody on one lick. All you got to do is tell us what we need to do and we'll listen. Folks, if the trial lawyers come out with a plan, I'm telling you right now, I'm all in with them. Whatever they say. Because they're the only ones perfect. They're the only ones that walk on water. And besides Jesus. And they're perfect besides Jesus. I mean, it's trial lawyers and Jesus. By the way, if Jesus came on earth today, and just like he did the first time he was here, he would probably hang out with trial lawyers. It was a verse, he don't hang out with people that are not sick. He hang out with the sick people. He'd hang out with trial lawyers, trust me. He would have to. By the way, I'm not cutting all the trial lawyers. I'm just telling you, I'm tired of fighting them. So let them come up with the conclusion. When you sit here and watch the commercials, they're helping people and billions of dollars of help. Man, this is a great idea, man. They're smarter than everybody. I'm waiting for the solutions to come from. I'm not. You insurance companies, get out the way. According to the ads they run and the millions of dollars, y'all are trash. Y'all don't know what y'all do. Y'all greedy and selfish. Trial lawyers aren't greedy and selfish. No, sir. They're honest, outstanding citizens. They're not greedy and selfish. Surely y'all don't think they're greedy and selfish. It's the insurance companies that are. It's you and me. Can you imagine you and me wanting lower premiums? How dare us to want lower premiums like all other states or most other states? I know I hung on this a while, folks. I'm sick of paying it. I'm sick of watching them saying they're fixing something they're not fixing. So there's only one group running to the rescue. It ain't Superman, it's Super Draws. Hell, by the time you get finished with the trial lawyers, all you're going to have left is your draws. We'll take a break, be back. Scott McKay when we get back.
Our Are you ready to...
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
The shows must go on. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Police in London just said the Taylor Swift concerts there next week will go on as planned, saying there's no link to the terror plots in Austria that canceled three sold-out shows this week.
It's actually really sad that this is actually the world we live in and that this is happening right now.
She's a 17-year-old Taylor Swift fan, upset she won't get to see the shows in Vienna.
This concert used to be a safe space for everyone.
Authorities say two suspects now in custody planned an attack as soon as tonight. A man in Florida has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for making calls last December threatening to kill Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell and his children. Michael Shapiro pleaded guilty back in May. Tropical Storm Debbie, after making landfall again overnight, is raining down on the Carolinas, which could add to the flooding that started when Debbie first hit Florida as a hurricane Monday. It's now blamed for a seventh death in a tornado the storm spawned in North Carolina. Fox Weather's Robert Ray's in Wilson County.
There are multiple homes, we are told, that have been damaged by this possible tornado. There's a middle school that was hit. We are told right now that there are no injuries. They have many roads blocked off here.
By Saturday, Debbie will be over northern New England. Former President Trump will do something he's criticizing his new opponent for not doing. He'll answer questions from the press at a news conference in 3 hours at his Florida resort while Vice President Harris campaigns again in Michigan. Now, President Biden tells CBS News in his first interview since dropping out of the 2024 race, he's worried about the former president, what he might do if Harris wins.
He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath.
And the former president's bloodbath comment was referring to how the auto industry would react if he loses. It's been a roller coaster of a week on Wall Street. Big swings up and down. At the moment, the Dow up 550 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, guys, Donald Trump Jr. here with urgent news. The world's central banks are making unprecedented moves, and it's time to pay attention. In 2022 and 2023, they bought more gold than ever before. And now in 2024, the trend is accelerating. Why? Because central banks have lost faith in the dollar. And in these uncertain times, gold is the ultimate safe haven. If you too are worried about the dollar, I urge you to take similar action by diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold with my trusted friends at Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message. Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minutes, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, hour number two. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. By the way, they removed 6,000 non-citizens from the Virginia voting rolls. That means they must have 20,000 there, and they just moved the ones. Anyway, we'll see what happens. All right, Scott McCabe joins us from the Hayride, among other things. Scott, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Scott, I'm doing pretty good. Kind of got a kick out of this. That's why I called you. As you know, got a lot of people mad, thinking the governor don't want them to be able to get any information. So the devil's advocate, among other groups, the Illuminator, or the, whatever you call it, the Luma crazies.
The Luma groomer.
Luma groomer, that's them. They, you know, they write these articles and so people, oh, come on, Landry. And I kind of get a kick out because I know what Jeff's trying to do. And so they make it a big deal. And, of course, another editorial in the Devil's Advocate today on how Landry don't want nobody to listen and they don't want anybody to know what they're doing. And I just remember talking to you, and they would never have wrote a story like this about Bel Edwards because they didn't even care about the information. They were feeding. Edwards was feeding the information they wanted to put in the paper. In this case, they're looking for information. It's two totally different things. And another thing I want you to address too, Scott, is what Jeff and them, what the media and some of these outside groups are trying to do, and they try to do this against all the Republican governors, the part that people won't understand, I think you can explain what's really going on here.
Well, let me preface this by saying that John Bel Edwards' administration didn't respond to public records requests either.
No, like, I didn't.
In fact, I mean, they made it known right from the outset, don't even bother because we're not going to give you any information. So, you know, and I mean, everybody understood that at that point. And nobody at the Advocate particularly cared. I mean, the only issue that even came up that these guys looked into at all, and it was only because it was this massively juicy thing, was the Johnny Anderson deal. You remember that? That mm-hmm. was I could come up with some choice adjectives for this guy. He basically wanted to screw everything that moved over there, and was harassing the hell out of, you know, even like the trans people that they had working in John Bell's office. And, you know, eventually that became a thing. They had to get rid of him, because of all of the sexual harassment problems they had. They looked into that a little bit and they stonewalled him until they, after they'd gotten rid of Anderson. Because, you know, they didn't want to have an electoral issue in 2019. But that was really the only thing. Everything else, they got away scot-free because the Advocate and the rest of these organizations didn't want to have anything to do with it. You fast forward to Landry's deal, and I'm not gonna totally get in the boat for Jeff on the transparency issue.
I get it. I agree.
I think it's okay. I mean, they give you a public records request. On the whole, you should honor it. The problem is they were weaponizing the public records requests because these organizations, I mean, both the Advocate and the Illuma Groomer, are funded by out-of-state NGOs of the George Soros variety. Okay. Mm-hmm. People don't recognize this about the Advocate. The Ford Foundation, which is one of the most hard left outfits there are, gives them, I think it's seven figures a year. Mm-hmm. They're propping up that publication when the readership has completely collapsed. So, you know, that, like, this is who they actually produce that paper for now, is these NGOs. Well, they're getting funded to go drop public records requests again and again and again because doing that eats up man hours for, you know, the governor, or actually when Landry was the attorney general, they were doing it. So there's a reason why Landry had this bill that they were pushing. I guess it was Heather Cloud's bill to change how, you know, the deliberative process exemption to public records requests and things like that, is because they're trying to get out from under this you know, blizzard of public records requests that they're going to get hit by, most of which have no news value at all. It's just harassment. Mm-hmm. You know, and it puts you in a weird situation because the principle of the thing is still pretty sound. I mean, we should be able to look into what these guys are doing with our tax dollars. On the other hand, you know, when somebody is weaponizing it, you're not really having a real discussion about this.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, you know, I mean, like, in other words, you can at least see a little bit of what Team Landry is doing here, which is to try to protect their ability to do their jobs rather than spend all their time trying to satisfy public records requests.
Yeah, and by the way, Scott McKay, my special guest, you make a good point. The Advocate had no desire tax Bel Air was anything. And I told you, they became kind of a mouthpiece for him. Hey, tell us what you want to say. That's what. But if fast forward to Hayden Landry, now we're going to make miserable for Landry. People, I want people to realize what's taking place right now. And I'm like you. Jeff and them ought to be able to provide information on things that are needed. But these people are going to unbelievable levels to try to really just mess Landry in the mouth. On the meanwhile, the devil's advocate, governor's office toying with public's right to know. Well, they're doing the publicity against him by putting these stupid headlines. And that's not – you need the rest of the story is what I'm saying.
Well, and here's the thing. To some degree, I'm a little proud of the advocate that they decided to do their job, right? The problem was is for 8 years they completely abandoned that altogether.
No, that's why I brought it up, Scott. You know, it's what they under Edwards. They're doing under Landry, proving that they're very biased. That's why I wanted you on, because you described it. They're just very biased.
Well, there's no question about it. Like, remember, you know, I mean, this is like, it seems like forever ago, but remember when they used to follow Bobby Jindal's helicopter around? Yep. Oh, he's speaking to churches in Shogaloo, right? Like, they used to do this big old thing about, you know, how Bobby Jindal was, I don't know what the complaint was, is that he was going to destroy the climate because he was flying around on a helicopter. And he was, you know, going here and speaking here and going there and speaking there. And, you know, and they made a big, big, big deal about Jindal and the helicopter. Then John Bel Edwards spent most of his second term, it seemed like, going, you know, hunting in Aspen and Montana and all this other kind of, like, this guy was taking jaunts all over the place, and nobody at the Advocate cared. And the answer is, well, you know, that's, he's doing this, and it's like, yeah, but who's paying for it? Because you're complaining about Jeff Landry's travel that's paid for by Shane Guidry or whoever else, but you never paid attention to what John Bel Edwards was, you know, who was paying for his freight. And, oh, by the way, John Bel was taking a security detail all these places that he was going. And, you know, so that was some of our tax dollars that were doing this. They made a big deal, if you remember, about Landry catching a private flight to go speak somewhere, didn't make a deal about John Bel Edwards going to Rome on a private plane, because Edwards bought a commercial ticket and then flew private.
Yeah, wow. Like, I don't surprise me.
Wasted our money to buy a commercial ticket that he didn't use in business class to fly to Rome, and then he flew private. And it's like, well, that was okay, because at least he bought his own ticket. It's like, well, wait a minute. Like,
wasted money.
Doing?
Wasted our money.
You set money on fire, and we're not supposed to have a problem with it?
Well,
the whole thing, it's so ridiculous the way these guys are nitpicking and cherry-picking, rather, which things to be offended by and which things to report on. And now it's, you know, Jeff Landry won't answer public records requests, you know, when somebody sent 1,000 of them in wanting to get everything.
No, but you're making a point. If the advocate was going to look the other way for Edwards, why they ain't looking the other way for Landry? If they were going to pop Edwards, then they can pop Landry. I get it. I don't have a problem with that. But that's not what we're doing. This, in the name of fairness, journalism is dead like we knew it, or if we ever had it. They've never, this newspaper, especially them and that crummy thing in New Orleans, they've never cared about the truth. The truth is what they tell people, and that's scary to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and this mirrors what's happening nationally as well. I mean, I'm not going to say we got it easy here, because we don't. But I mean, nationally, you look at what they're doing with Harris and this abject creep from Minnesota that she put on her ticket. Yep. And I mean, you would think that this is, you know, this is like the second coming that these people are running out there with, you know, with having these big rallies, and they bus in all the teachers union members to make the crowd look good. And the whole thing is so astroturf, it's not even funny. And yet, you know, like the mainstream media is, they're being insulted. It's almost 3 weeks since she's given an interview at all. Well, no, it's more than that, because she didn't give an interview long before they gave her the nomination. But like, since she's gotten the nomination, it's almost 3 weeks, and she hasn't taken a single frigging question from any of these reporters who are glorifying her like there's no tomorrow. So, you know, it's the same thing. It happens all the time.
What I've always said, Scott, you read the media advocates, so many people, well, we don't want Washington-style politics in Louisiana. Right. And this is what my take on it. We don't have that. What we have here is Washington-style journalism. That's what's moved into here. The journalism part of Washington, the stupidity of that has moved here. And you just mentioned it about Soros and money and the advocate and among other ones. And their goal is to wipe out Republicans and protect people like Bill Edwards. By the way, since you mentioned a presidential deal, Bill Edwards came out in a glowing effort on this nut waltz. And that's what I've always said about Bill Edwards. You could put him in New York, California as a senator. He would fit right in. And if somebody said, well, what about his pro-life stance? I said, they don't ask him the right question. Here's a question you answer for me.
Right.
Hey, Bill, do you believe a woman should have the right to choose? That's never been asked, old Bill. What do you think he would do with that question?
He's going to say, well, he'll do what Sean Wilson did, if you remember. Sean Wilson said, I'm pro-life. And so that's my whole deal. But I'm not going to tell these women what to do. Right. That was Sean Wilson's attempt.
Well, That would be Edwards.
Yeah.
And he would dodge it, but he would never man up and say they shouldn't have the right to choose to kill a baby. That's what he ought to say he's really pro-life, but he wouldn't.
The whole thing is he didn't abort his own kids, and that made him really pro-life. It was okay.
All right, let me take a quick break.
Let him get away with that.
Yeah, I think journalism has moved from Washington to here. That's what's moved here. Let me take a break. Scott McKay will come back, wrap up with him. Landry getting tagged for all this stuff, but the media never tagged Bell, who did, and probably worse. We'll take a break. Be right back. Oh, shucks. You've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, good.
The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net, your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their two winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you could win a brand new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or Toyota Highlander XLE. But don't wait. Get your tickets by noon on August the 9th and you could also win $5,000 cash in the Creed and Creed early bird drawing. By purchasing your ticket, you're helping women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Two cars, two winners is back. So dream big. And while you're at it, help the babies. Pick you, NICU, and St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and you could win a new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. Even $5,000 from Creed and Creed's Early Bird Special. But you can't win if you don't buy a ticket at stfran.com/cars, the St. Francis Gift Shop, and Community Health Center on Tower. It's back. The St. Francis Foundation. Two cars, two winners giveaway. Dream big.
If you're selling a baby. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. Scott McKay, my special guest from the Hayrod, among other things. Hey, Scott, I don't think people realize how much these billionaires have had to prop up the left for a long time in this country. You know, somebody asked me about CNN one time, and a guy that worked for him explained to me, he said, man, CNN ain't got to make a penny in the United States. I said, that's more of a worldwide type network. and they can make money from other companies all over the place. So United States, they could actually lose. And, you know, looking at the listenership of people that watch it, it looks like they're losing big time. But these companies come in and write and give them all this money is why they survive. So what's going on in Louisiana with the advocate or the Luma Grumo or whatever you call it and these other people, I just was always wondering how much money they get. How much money do they get to push the Green New Deal, to push the climate change hoax, which is a sham. I love what President Trump called it, total sham. But they get money to push this. There's no way they would be pushing this stuff without some money coming in to push it.
Which is occasionally the Advocate and the Times-Picayune in New Orleans will run columns that Bob Marshall writes. Right.
Yeah, he's horrible. But
years ago. Oh, yeah.
He's the worst.
Years ago, Bob Marshall was like the hunting and fishing writer in the sports section. But he's this wacko, enviro loon leftist who, wants to talk about coastal erosion being part of climate change and all like that's all this guy writes about now. And it's because he's got some left wing NGO that pays him. And basically syndicates his content to the Advocate. In other words, they're basically running ads for these organizations by grabbing this guy's column and put it up. And so a lot of their business model has turned, and it's kind of a pay for play type of thing that, for example, I think it's the Ford Foundation or maybe it's the Kellogg Foundation, one of the two, is paying for quote unquote investigative reporting at the Advocate. Well, the investigative reporting they're paying for is essentially airing oppo research on Republican politicians. Mm-hmm. And you could say, well, there's an element of journalism in that. And it's like, yeah, that's true. But they're not taking money from right-wing organizations that are providing oppo research against left-wing politicians. And so you're not an objective media source. You're a left-wing Democrat Party organ. Yeah. Which, so be it, but everybody needs to know that that's true. Like, look, what we do at the Hayride, we're a conservative news and opinion site, all right? I don't pretend to be objective. We're honest. Like, this is our perspective, and this is, it colors what we say, and we're not going to pretend that it's any other way, right? And to me, I think that makes us a balance to what they do at the Advocate and the Illuma Groomer and all of these other organizations. And I would include WWL TV as in this. I don't know if you saw this piece that we had yesterday at the site, Moon, but WWL goes and posts a tweet. And I think there's a PolitiFact or Snopes type website that their parent company has. I think it's Verify This is the name of the site. And it basically came out and did the entire thing about, Trump said that he got the National Guard out in Minnesota to save what was left of Minneapolis after the George Floyd riots. And they called him on it. They said, well, you didn't do that because that was actually Tim Walz that called out the National Guard. The whole thing was technically that's probably true, but it was so completely misleading because it took most of a week for Tim Walz to call out the National Guard. Mm-hmm. And there was $500 million worth of damage done in the meantime. And I think three people died and Trump had been screaming that he needed to call out the guard and then threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act, which would enable the military to go in before Walz actually brought the guard in.
Yeah.
And, this is like one of these things. You take Trump seriously, but you don't take him literally because he's kind of imprecise in how he talks about things. And the media feasts on this all the time and calls him a liar. There's basic truth in what he's saying.
Yep, yep.
And, so WWL is parroting this crap. And, today they had this whole thing about one of their news anchors years ago was stuck in a ditch and Tim Walz helped her out.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
Are you going to talk about the puppies he saved next? I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, they don't get it, but they do. And, if Bob Marshall would write a story and say paid for by, I'd have a little bit more respect for him. But he doesn't. He's right. He writes some of the dumbest, whacked out crap. And by the way, he ties in Landry and everybody else into his dumb, whacked out crap with this sham. Hey, I got to go, Scott. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, bud.
See you soon, Moon.
All right, back in a minute. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years parts and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Riley Corville.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction. I appreciate Scott coming on this. When you see stories like this, everybody don't understand. I'm not for Jeff hiding anything. I'm just telling you what's going on. I'm telling you what's going on. And I wanted Scott to explain that. I knew what was going on in all these outside entities. And this Bob Marshall guy, I mean, is it laughable, all the stuff he says about the climate and all that. But these people are being paid to do all that. I've always thought that I want to know what the media is getting paid and the meteorologists and everybody else to push the climate sham, the climate joke, the climate lie. I was reading an article today, and it was saying why Republicans are climate deniers. And I thought, well, I ain't right. I'm going to have Stephen Parr on at 11, my climate czar. I ain't heard Stephen Parr not one time has said he's not a climate. He doesn't believe climate change. Climate changes all the time. You rather have a climate denier or a climate liar? Because they're climate liars, and those climate liars are doing what they're doing. But I'm convinced that they're paying people because people talk about crap they don't know. And they don't have a clue. It's called weather, period. And look at what we're doing to our country and the world with stupidity. Hope Trump can win and put a stop to it. Of course, they're going to be mad at him if he does what I think he ought to do, which is basically shut it all down. I also read, you know what, folks, I must have left it at the house. I had a story here. Barack Obama had gave money, and it's another solar, if it was a solar place, another place went out of business. And it was another place that Barack Obama had gave money to. Here it is right here. Here it is right here. Thought I had some more information right here. Really didn't want to go to this segment. I just want to bring this up to you. Solar company SunPower, it files bankruptcy after receiving significant government funding from the Obama administration. significant development for renewables energy sector. SunPower Corporation, once a major player in the solar industry, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It comes after the company received substantial government funding during the Obama administration. Story covered by both Charles Payne and Fox Business and Finance YouTube highlights the complexities and challenges faced by SunPower as an industry and prominent revolutionary change, but has faced numerous setbacks. Yeah, it ain't going to work. Judge, you know, it's funny how bad they hate Trump. New York judge adds ruling dates in Trump's criminal case. According to this, they're going to sentence Trump on September 18th. How many of you people think this is kind of like election interference, folks? See, I'm telling you, as a system, they're just playing that system. It's a Hollywood drawn-out system on what to do to beat Trump. Anything they can, everything they can, they'll do. And we already saw that somebody tried to kill him. So, everything they try to do. A court appearance scheduled September 18th, 10 a.m. remains unchanged, the judge concluded. We will proceed on the date and time to the imposition of sentence. So why did they already do this? This was supposed to have been done July 11th. You remember that? Well, they backed it up. You know, Biden hadn't said he wouldn't run again. So this is what we're going to go through, a presidential election. The Marxists, socialists, and communists do not care what you think. Cheat, steal, lie, and kill. That's what they do. By the way, you know what's the top political concern for the British voters now? You ready? Crime and illegals. Illegals are the biggest problem. Illegals and crime. What's our top problems here? Same thing. See, folks, there's been a kind of a world order change. Run up debt. The Brits, Europe, all that's run up debt too. And the second thing is to allow as many people to come in to devastate your systems. And that's what they did. Food system, home crisis is all caused by this. Healthcare crisis, because we're going to give people free healthcare. Money crisis, because we're going to keep printing money. All being done in the West. They got the same problems we have. That's what I told y'all. And I know I'm not going to be wrong on this. I hope I'm wrong on all of it about what they're going to do to Trump. But if Trump was to win, and I hope he does, what they're going to do after. They got a plan before, during, and after. Okay, it's before right now. But during the campaign, it's going to be craziness. And then after, if you think, I give you a quote. Nancy Pelosi, now I just had it in my hands, folks. I apologize. I got a lot of papers here. Nancy Pelosi said her whole life is making sure Donald Trump is never in the White House. Nancy Pelosi, that used to be the Speaker of Wicked Witch of the West. It is right here. Pelosi headlines admits my goal in life is to keep Trump out of the White House. See, Nancy Pelosi is now letting you know what the globalists, the left, the Democrats, the media, their whole goal is to make sure Donald Trump is not president. Nancy Pelosi won't say what I'm saying. It don't matter how either. Pelosi made sure Biden, she was a big part in Biden stepping down. She says that Republican Donald Trump, the former president, refers to as Bozo, a snake's oil salesman. What's his name and the creature from the Black Lagoon? How can I say the nicest possible way? My goal in life was the man would never step in the White House again, slapping the table with every word. I'm telling you, she is a major player. Anything that's being done, she still is a major player. The Wicked Witch of the West, a nothing, a zero, a hater, a real hater, Nancy Pelosi. So when I see the top dogs talking about this, What she doesn't add, I add at any means possible. It doesn't matter if they got to wipe him off the planet. These people will not let Donald Trump be president. And if the American people want him to be president, we better protect every single vote. I was reading earlier, 6,000 voters removed, illegals removed off the voting rolls in Virginia. Where and how many are not being removed? How can an illegal get on the ballot? Because this is the way they can win. By the way, here's another one. The RNC, Republican National Committee, is challenging states' acceptance of late mail-in ballots. Folks, this is how they won last time. The mail-in ballots, and they don't care when they get them. If the election's on November the 5th or 4th, whatever it is, they want to be able to count ballots they get in on December 25th. This is what they've turned to. And you and me don't know what's going on because we're not there, but this is how they won last time. So I'm just telling you, when Nancy Pelosi says this, she's saying this what every one of them thinks. I mean, think about that. So the RNC is having to challenge. I can't believe people who say they love God, love this country, and love freedom, and they vote Democrat. I cannot believe they think this is good for the country. I still ask, what did Donald Trump do? Forget the tweeting and names, all that crap that some of y'all get tied into. What did Trump do that was bad? What did he do to make it look like he's going to run the country? He was president for 4 years. We were rolling till they came up with this COVID crap. Tell me what he did. I was reading a letter to the editor today talking about, Trump, his character flaws. My God, Kamala Harris has no character flaws. Biden has no character flaws. But we got to do lawsuits to get illegals off the ballot. We got to have lawsuits to stop this late mail-in ballots because this is what they do. Why do you think they stopped the election last time? They had to find out how many ballots they needed to put in there. Everybody knows this, but you considered a nut if you think the election was screwed. Just like they said, climate deniers. What's the problem with climate deniers? No, I'm not denying the climate. RNC challenging states' acceptance of late mail-in ballots. They need to. But it's the problem. If Democrats say they love God so much and they love family so much and they love the country so much, if we don't have honest elections and straightforward elections, we have nothing. We have nothing. And as Democrats, I'm as patriotic as you. I love God as much as you do. When are you going to stop this? When are you going to stop voting with this? They're not. They believe the end justifies the means. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajuns delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas, you get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette, and now thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
The cost of car insurance is killing Louisiana businesses and families. And your state senator, Greg Miller, is a big part of the problem. Greg Miller, as chairman of the Judiciary A Committee, repeatedly blocked or weakened bills intended to reduce the influence of personal injury lawyers on our car insurance costs. Like legislation that would have penalized lawyers who file frivolous lawsuits, and HB 24 that would have required the plaintiff to prove the injury was actually caused by the traffic accident, was not even allowed to make it to the floor of the Senate. Senator Greg Miller uses his powerful chairmanship to protect his personal injury attorney buddies. But that should come as no surprise, since Greg Miller's campaign coffers are filled with cash from the same personal injury attorneys. Call Senate President Cameron Henry at 225-342-2040 and ask him to remove Greg Miller as chairman of Judiciary A so we can finally lower the cost of car insurance.
paid for by Louisiana's future is now.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Smooth Graffon. Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, last segment of this hour. Don't forget the third hour, Stephen Palmer, Climate Czar. Talking a little bit about our rain. His focus as a storm, and he started unbelievable PR stuff. By the way, he's not a climate change denier, either am I. A little bit about that as well when the program comes back. Border Town, USA, Mexican national charged in Alabama shooting illegally in the U.S., says ICE. So they got another one. Another person got killed. Another person got hurt. All illegals, if they wasn't here, nobody would have got shot that day. That person wouldn't have got shot, hurt. But according to the Biden policies, Harris policies, we're going to open that border. And we don't care about the rest of it. I want to ask you folks a question. You can email me, moon@moongraffon.com. So Republican Party, this person led it to the editor. And I'm not even going to care about the name. It doesn't matter. Republican Party needs to reform itself for betterment of our system. I'm a registered Democrat. My husband was a lifelong Republican and was his mother and grandparents. However, I think they were very disappointed in the party today. And so they go on to say, I fought the party that has produced such great leaders as Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Reagan for following such a flawed person as Donald Trump. The party should have long ago dealt with him. Republicans have so many good representatives, and our government with the potential to lead our country down a positive path. Unfortunately, leaving our country in an unfortunate position we're in today. So Democrats don't take any responsibility for the border, for inflation, for insurance costs. See, it's like Bill Edwards, no responsibility. And I keep going back to this thing with Trump. So you think Trump's flawed. You think Kamala Harris has any flaws? This Tim Walz guy, he don't have any flaws, does he? It's amazing. I'm looking at what Trump did as president. I've seen it now. I've seen it firsthand. Almost everything President Trump did was positive. So you don't like the name calling, you don't like the tweets. Get over that. That's fine. But I'm talking about actually governing with policies. He's been a solid conservative with most of his policies. I didn't say all of them. And they didn't tackle the debt. They didn't tackle the budget, some things I thought they should have tackled. But he tackled a lot of things. He made us tough around the rest of the world. They just wouldn't go mess with the United States like they're doing. Now they're laughing at us. You know? Everything he did, but see, these people on the left don't look at it that way. He's a flawed person. He got 34 count conviction. I just wonder how many count conviction you can get against Barack Obama and Biden and them if you brought them in front of courts. They do things different than us. They're crude. They're evil. What did Trump do that was so bad as president? Blacks were working more, better jobs, black women, Hispanics, white people. The country was better. We were stronger. We were rolling. We were paying $1.80 for gas, not $3.80. I don't understand how people get so tied into one part of a person. That's it. Look, if you want to talk about a flawed person, let me just look at Kamala Harris. There's a lot of people who think she slept her way to the top with Willie Brown and the rest of them. Is that a flaw? I'm just saying, is that a flaw? I don't know if that's a flaw. It's not. See, here's the thing. It's not a flaw for Democrats. It's just a flaw for Republicans. I mean, this woman got rejected clearly 4 years ago. She dropped out of the race because she wouldn't even go before the voting started because she was doomed. They were laughing at her. So they made a VP. So this time, This whole thing with Biden running and nobody running, it's all set up. Then they knew when they needed to make the call. Look, none of this happens by accident. When Joe Biden stepped down, that was always going to be the goal to get Biden to step down. It was never not going to be the goal. And then they have to go through a process. Kamala Harris, had she had to run, let's say Biden would have stepped down in last year and said, I'm gonna finish out, but I'm not running. Kamala Harris wouldn't be the nominee. They could not afford to have anybody that was around the center be their nominee. They wanted somebody as far left, anti-God, anti-Jesus, anti-America, anti-freedom as they could find. They got it in Harrison Waltz. And Waltz, character-wise, woo! What kind of flaws did that cat have? They made her the presidential nominee for the Democrat Party. She never had to go through the process. They would have laughed at her last 4 years ago. People were laughing at her because she's dangerous. But the radicals want this, and the radicals around the world want it. Makes James Carville look like a real idiot, like he's some kind of real top hip-hop dude that's a center guy. You know, center guy. He's for Kamala Harris and Biden and all these people. He's a left-winging nut. And if you see him, tell him I said that, because he is. I'm trying to look. So Trump wins the presidency. He didn't get rid of Social Security. He didn't get rid of Medicare. He didn't make us walk the line. He didn't use the IRS. He didn't use the DOJ and weaponize it against them at all. They did it wide open. And there's people like this person right here writing this. I'm going, what did they see that he did? We don't want a dictator. We don't want a government like Barack Obama said, we need two or three sources of news, and that's it, and that's the truth. That's communism. But that's who Kamala Harris and them are. That's who they are. They want to control your life. They want to control what you drive, how many times you flush the toilet, same thing. They want to tell you what you can eat, what you can't eat. They want to direct your lives. They want to plan your lives, how many kids you can have. What you're supposed to believe in about the climate. It's total control. You got to be, I hate to say these words, but you got to be really, really stupid not to see it. You got to your mind's got to be blown away for you not to see this. So when I see people write this, okay? I'm just telling you, you got to be able to see. If you can't see, you're blinded. This lady right here is blinded. Such a flawed person. Name somebody that's not. Barack Obama was a pimp, a community organizer, a dope smoker. Is that a flaw? I'm just asking. I don't know. Joe Biden's got so much crap surrounding him as corrupt. Total corruption. Is that a flaw? We don't know if Obama and Biden didn't sell his country out. Is that a flaw? Trump didn't sell us out. They sold us out to China. Trump was fighting China. Is that a flaw? If you hate this country and you want to fundamentally change this country, I think that's a gigantic flaw in that person. They voted for Obama twice. But when I see this, I just kind of laugh going, what did Trump do to this woman? You made more money. You were set free. You wouldn't worry about him coming take over everything in the name of Green New Deal. He wasn't running up all his debt. The debt on Trump, they ran up some debt too. And the COVID debt is what hurt him. Because he bought into everything they were telling him, unfortunately. Because nobody knew what was going on, and they love it. Chaos and disaster. It's creating chaos and disaster like the left has done. Is that a flaw? Biden's created disaster opening the border. If he opens the border, somebody comes across, bring fentanyl, you lose your child or you get your 12-year-old daughter raped. Is that a flaw from the president? Who am I to know? Tell y'all what, when trial lawyers can fix our insurance problem, I don't want to hear about it anymore. Let's just keep paying high rates. Let the insurance come. They're going to fix it. Don't worry about it, folks. They only care about you. Watch the ads. How many billions of dollars they care for you. We got to go. We take a break. Comments are when we get back. You people are leaving us. God bless.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancro and Broussard today.